Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. Oh, this is going to be a struggle. Of modern life. Answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, what do you do if you're not a morning person? We found out that our producer on this tour...
Famously isn't.
Isn't a morning... Honestly, sometimes we love him to bits, we do, but it is like having a moody teenager with us, isn't it? It is. Whoa! It's like, Ben, go to your room.
Can you carry on? I'll do morning person bit in a minute.
Hannah, how do you make a swift exit when your co-host brings up the royal family in Dublin? Why did you fucking
I'm so
that?
Sorry.
And of course, what should you do? The fact that you said God save the Queen to the Irish. Well. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not Jordan North radio presenter. I'm more Derry Girls, you're more Derrily Dunkers.
Very good.
Thank you.
So hello, G and Divas. Hello.
Where are we?
We are currently backstage in Belfast at... The Empire Music Hall. We are currently backstage. We're about to go on stage in a couple of hours for the second part of our live tour. We were in Dublin on Friday, and at the time of recording, it's a Sunday, and we're in Belfast.
How are you feeling?
I'm going to level with you. Sorry about the noise as well in the background, by the
way. Makes our studio back in London seem quiet.
It does, actually. I am extremely, extremely hungover today. I even said it might be in the top 10, but it's not that bad.
No, because you did actually manage to sleep. And you did say that to qualify, this fun fact we learnt that I was gripped by, in order to be in the top 10 of a hangover, one of the ingredients is lack of sleep. And you actually went to bed at 10 o'clock last night.
It was about 9:30, so I went on an old day.
Even earlier?
Yeah. I went on an old day, so basically, G and Divas, on Saturday in Dublin, we went and...
we'll tell you about some of what happened in a minute.
We went and had a day out in Dublin, but me and Ben worked out, and I don't want to be one of those, I think he had about 18 pints. I think he had about 12 pints of Guinness yesterday.
Right.
So I am...
Ben had 10.
Me and Ben worked out, Ben had 10. So we're going to talk about it as well. I had 4 in the Guinness brewery, the storehouse, the factory that you go and have a look round. And then I met our Adele and Tim. My cousin came out to Dublin for the weekend.
Your Adele.
Our Adele, yeah.
Your Adele.
Not my Adele.
Not Adele. No. It was just
our Adele.
Your Adele.
Yeah, so my cousin came out and then her and Tim, we put a good few away, so.
Where did you put them?
Down my throat. Yeah, I am rough.
This is the sort of level of professionalism we deal with on the Help I Sexted My Boss tour.
I haven't done a 10-pinter for years. I often say this, but I don't drink as much as what I used to. I don't.
Really?
And this is the first time I've had more than 10. Oh,
will you ever do it again?
Yeah, probably. Of course. I don't want to be crude here as well. Ben, were you on the Guinness? Is your shit black?
Oh, don't. Please. I know we are fairly bottom of the barrel, but we do not need to be that bottom of the barrel.
Honestly, if you go on the Guinness sesh, people will write in if you know it. If you go on a Guinness sesh, sorry, I don't mean to be crude. Sorry.
You're doing a good impression.
Sorry. And if my mum's listening, sorry, Wendy. That was a bit crude.
Well, should we just crash on for a moment and maybe drink something that isn't dark? Although, fun fact we learnt, Guinness is actually red.
Yeah.
Another favourite red drink, Mm. You see, that's called a segue in radio. Another good red drink is Debonair.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? This will take edge off.
Could you unfoil? That's a new bottle. Look at that.
This will take the edge off this.
Do you want me to hold your mic?
No, you're all right. I'll manage. Oh, this will...
That was the gin, actually.
Do the... I'll hold it. Oh, I'll hold my mic. Wait. Oh, William's house.
Looking forward to seeing Mikey tomorrow.
It's been a long weekend.
Are you hungover and horny as well?
I haven't drunk. Now, could you just...
I am not in a good way.
Do you think you'll recover for the show?
Do you know what? I'm sorry to whinge, Gene Devers, if you're listening. Usually, and if you're listening because you watched us on this morning this week, we're usually not this moany or whingy, but...
No, there's a lot of we I'm hearing.
I am far too old to be doing this now.
Oh, is Ben having one as well?
He's having a pint. Ben's got a pint glass.
He's going to have a pint of pint. Right, here we go.
No, honestly, I'm far too old for this.
Well, you are really.
I am. I don't know if I've got another tour in me. I think I'll be dead by the end of this tour.
This is one of our shorter tours.
I'll be like John Belushi.
John who?
Not the Beatle, the Blues Brother.
Oh, right.
He's a bit of a party animal, weren't he?
Well, there's a nice contemporary popular culture reference for us all, G and Divas. I'd like to toast Nicola, one of our G and Divas in Dublin, who brought along some custom bespoke luxury Guinness glasses.
Personalised Guinness glasses. Well.
So, Nicola, this is to you.
Nicola.
Thank you. Oh, that is strong.
Christ alive, I feel ill. Oh, that's going to send me one or two ways. I'm going to be all right. It's going to send me west. It's going to send me absolute west, that. I am too old to be drinking like this. I can't do it. I'm not ranting at you. I'm angry at myself.
Okay.
Why did you let me have all those pints in the Guinness factory?
Respectfully, because I didn't drink it. So you at least had my pint.
As always, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you got in touch. You can send your nervous narratives to help@sexwithmyboss.com, or you can tweet or send us a message on Instagram. That's @sexwithmyboss. Or, as we always often do say, you can write to Mr. William Hanson. Okay, now, Ben, do you want to make any...
You're right.
Do you want to make any more noise?
Producers just kicked the bin. If only you kicked the bucket. No, I don't wish you dead. Oh. Died. Oh, thank
Christ.
You. I'm just having some ice for my...
Can I have some more ice, please?
Just to
Ben.
Soften it.
Thank you. Oh, God. Drowned it. Ow! I did the oldest trick in the book earlier. I put an ice cube down producer Ben's back. And, of course, you can write to William Hanson, who promises it. Oh, that's really cold. He promises a handwritten reply. He's on the out of paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com.
Right, Dublin.
Let's talk about Dublin.
First of all, I want to talk about the flight over. First time I've flown with you for quite some time. Almost a changed man.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I'm a different person, aren't I?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That's really sweet.
No, you were. It's like flying with Biggles. He was that competent at flying.
I'm getting better. I don't know who Biggles is. Is he the one that won Arm Slip?
No, that's my close showbiz friend Christopher Biggins. Biggles was a famous pilot. I think it's a World War II thing.
Okay. Well,
again, it's a better popular cultural reference.
I've said it before. I know it's corny, but doing that show that I don't often mention has changed me.
Yes.
It's good to...
I'd agree with that.
It's changed me. If I can get in a coffin full of snakes, I can get on a plane.
You can... I'm just readjusting myself. This is probably the most chaotic episode we've ever done.
Possibly. But yeah, thank you. Do you want to tell everybody... Ben?
Why are you laughing?
Are you all right? Do you know what he said to me before?
No.
He went, "You're actually really funny when we're on tour." I was like, cheers.
Yeah, backhanded compliment.
We've so much to talk about. We've got to talk about this morning and Dublin. So first of all, let's start with this morning with Dublin. How did you find Dublin?
I really enjoyed Dublin. I haven't been for quite some time. I feel I saw a different side to Dublin than the protocol conference I attended in 2017. I felt it was a different vibe, but one I enjoyed seeing. It's a good way to start my stay too.
And the Friday night, the crowd in Dublin on a Friday night were fantastic.
The reception, I mean, I actually think, and I think I said this possibly at the end of last tour, when we went on stage for last year in Nottingham, it was like being at Wembley with this wall of sound that we got hit by. I think Dublin probably topped that.
Ooh.
So what? Nottingham, when we come to you in a few weeks,
Where were we in Nottingham again?
The Glee Club. Can you not remember when in that room full of pillars?
Yeah.
Which I think has, very soon after we were there, has now been knocked down.
Oh, has it?
Mm. Oh. Nothing to do with us. But
what about Manchester when we came on stage?
No, that was good. But I think probably Nottingham, because of the acoustics, because it was a lower ceiling. Anyway, this is a very dull...
So I'd say Dublin has been the loudest so far. So if you're coming to see us on tour...
Hang on. You're saying Dublin's been the loudest so far. At the time of recording, we've only done one. So they've also been the quietest.
You're so facetious. You're so facetious. Tell everybody what Mikey texted him earlier. Saying, have you eaten my three chocolate bars that I got for Easter?
And replaced them with a larger bar.
And what did you...
I text back saying no.
Because?
Well, I had eaten two of them and I had not replaced them with a larger bar. So I answered his question. Okay, this is media training. Okay, this is what the politician... You don't give more information. Just answer yes or no.
That's such a shady, facetious thing.
By the way, I will have told Mikey this by the time I'm reunited with him tomorrow, before this episode goes out. And Mikey, should you be happening to hear this before I've had that conversation, sorry.
He's a sweet guy, Mikey, but when he's angry... Have you had my chocolate, you fat little get?
Well, thank you.
Eating me pig in chocolate.
Sorry, Mikey.
Yeah.
Anyway, so look, let's. We had a fantastic show, Dublin. Thank you so much. I mean, it was 2 years in the making. We very, very much enjoyed finally being there. And as with Belfast tonight, we will as well.
We actually joked that it took the Queen quicker to go to Ireland than to Dublin than us, didn't it?
Yeah.
We had a good time in Dublin. We had a really good show. First show of the new tour. Tickets are still available. sexwithmyboss.com/live if you want to come and see us.
Yes, for certain dates.
And like we say, the tour isn't just us doing the podcast.
No.
It's a show. We've got sketches. We've got, you know,
potentially further than we would do on an actual recording. And also, we answer each audience's questions.
Yeah.
That's the bit that really I love, because it's Jeopardy. We really don't know what's coming next. Sometimes we can't read the question cards because the handwriting's terrible. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, they're interesting dilemmas. So they don't all have to be smutty, of course. You can ask really nice questions.
We'll read some out at the end of this.
A good idea.
Yeah, we've still got the questions from Dublin on Friday, so let's do from there. But Dublin was great. And then Dublin, the city, is great. We went around Temple Bar. We went to... what I referred to as Irish Disneyland.
Yes, that was the Guinness Storehouse Factory tour. Shout out to Lee, our fantastic tour guide, who did a very, very good job taking us around. There will be a video at some point on the socials. And on Friday, I believe, you're going to be able to hear some highlights of our tour around the Guinness Storehouse.
It was absolutely fantastic. I've got to say, though, I've been looking forward to it since we've had it booked for weeks. How can I put this nicely? Mm. You were asking a lot of questions.
I couldn't win.
I that is my heaven. Of all the museums and factories and stuff I'd have to look around, it's the Guinness one. We were there an hour and a half, and you were asking him, even I were getting bored, and I love Guinness.
Well, I feel, but hang on. I'll be honest, I love the fact you love Guinness. I can appreciate why people appreciate it. I appreciate it even further now that I've seen the process of making it, and it was fantastic. But it's not something that I would obviously, without you and Ben and Stu and everyone else, I wouldn't do it myself. So I thought, in order to sort of in order to make this not awful, I've got to take an interest. So I take an interest, and then I'm told I'm taking too much of an interest.
No, and the question... Lee would... After that tour, I bet Lee thought, Jesus, wept, what a... That was tough. Because you weren't... That guy's a Guinness expert, and you were asking him questions that were absolutely throwing him.
I think that was very...
He answered every one of my questions, so I was like, what... How many siblings did Arthur Guinness have, and all this kind of thing, and you knew that, and then you went... When they roast the hops, it wasn't hops.
Barley.
When they roast the barley, you said it's got to be at 220
degrees. 232
degrees. 232 degrees. And this, boys and girls, is what William said to Lee, the Guinness expert, our tour guide. He said, is that a fan-assisted oven?
I wanted to know if that was 232 fan or a conventional oven.
It's not a recipe on BBC Good Food website.
I might want to make my own Guinness at home.
Well, and he was absolutely baffled. He went, I've never been asked that before.
No, and God bless him. At the once he sort of said goodbye to us, we saw him about 45 minutes later, and we brought it up, and you, on my behalf, apparently, apologised for that question. He said, no, I'm going to go and find out. So he disappeared, and 5 minutes later came back, having asked someone else. And I can tell you now, it is a fan-assisted oven.
Well, there you
go. That's 232 fan. So it's very hot indeed.
And then after the tour, and it was great, and it's all about the history of Guinness and how it's the best drink in the world. After the tour, we went up to this bar where they take a picture of you and then put it on a pint of Guinness.
Yes.
And you'll be able to see that on our socials. So there's me, producer Ben, William, Ollie, who was filming it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be able to see the video on the socials as well. And Stuart, the executive producer. Now, whose quote is that, Jackie? I don't mind a pint of Guinness. I don't mind a Guinness. I don't. I will have a Guinness. I will. You'll see those two houses on the hill. Mine's the middle one. I do like a Guinness. Stu is we love him. He's great.
But Stuart's Welsh, just in case you didn't get
we
that.
We joked at every...
Opportunity.
Every part, half-time in the show, the interval.
Yeah.
He always comes in the dressing room and just says one word. He just comes in and goes, solid.
Strong.
Strong. That's what he says, isn't it? Strong. Strong.
And then disappears.
And then he'll say, good vibes.
Good vibes. No, the good vibes is before the show.
Oh, is it?
During the show, strong.
He just goes, strong, strong. And then he goes back. Do you know what? Bless him. He's carted that van up and down the country for us.
He deserves a medal.
Way below his pay grade as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After the Guinness Factory tour, we decided that we would take a traditional Irish horse and cart.
Oh, my good God.
This is where things took a bit of a turn.
Gene Devers, we... we are...
We're lucky to be alive.
We're lucky to be alive. They seen us coming from a mile off. So, and I'm not saying this is all the horse and carters in Dublin, but we got a couple of dodgy ones.
To just set the scene, you come out of the, and it's nothing to do with the Guinness Storehouse Tour. It's a separate enterprise. And there are, you know, numerous ponies and carts lined up. And a sign on a lamppost, that, like a tariff sheet. You know, yeah. If you want to go to Temple Bar, as we were going, that was the top one, €30. If you want to go to another part, it's 35, blah, blah, blah. So we thought, well, we're going to Temple Bar next. It's a 20-minute walk or a 10-minute course and cart. We'll do that, be a bit touristy, but yeah. Whatever. So the tariff thing said Temple Bar 30, but there were five of us. So he said, oh, because there are five of you, it's actually 35.
Yeah.
Fine, whatever. In we go.
We got in.
There were two young chaps, one quite young.
He looked, honestly, the guy looked about 15. And
the other guy was about 8.
I joked. And he was, how can I put this? He was, as soon as he set off, he sparked up a joint. So we set off and he sparked up a joint. And then Ben was filming it, and I didn't realise that he could hear us. And I went, oh, here we are in Dublin, just on a horse and cart, being driven by a 15-year-old with a joint. And he shouted in the back, and this is when I thought, he's going to whip me. He went, sure, I'm 21.
He didn't mind about the other accusation.
He didn't mind about the other bit. So then he must have thought, what? And fair play, it was a bit of a dickhead comment. You must have thought, what a dick.
Well, when he gets a bit older, he'll be very grateful that he looks younger than he actually
but
is.
But can I just say, right, the thing is, right, he didn't tech us on a nice scenic tour. We went through the roughest estate that I assumed Dublin has to offer. Mm-hmm. It, like, and look, I know, like, it
was... What Jordan is trying to say is he hardly grew up in Virginia Water. Jordan grew up in a different part of the world.
All I'm saying is
that
I was
looked
like
Virginia Water in comparison to the sites we
and
saw.
It was, yeah, it was pretty, and I thought, oh, God. And then when he dropped us off...
Nowhere bloody near Temple Bar.
We were nowhere bloody near Temple Bar. Then it gets worse. He went, so Stuart handed him €50.
To tip him.
To tip him, thinking...
Partially because we'd slagged him off, well, yeah. You had.
And then he went, nah, sure, it's 35 each. We were like, what? He went, lads. And then he changed, like, he went, lads, it's 35 each. And we were like... Each
£175 for an 8-minute journey when you're not even anywhere near Temple Bar.
And he was determined to get his money. They must do this to all tourists. So I thought, we're going to have a scrap here or something. And then Stuart just saved day and pulled out an extra 10 and went, that's all I've got in my wallet. I'll give you that and I'll let you go on your way. All right? All right? All right? Don't make me... Yeah? All right? He gave him €60 and we walked off. But I thought,
which still, €60 for an 8-minute journey. If I were on €60 for 8 minutes, I'd be delighted.
Would have been cheaper to get a pissing taxi.
Yes.
So yeah, we were had. He's sinners. Yeah.
The other thing we haven't talked about, and we'll try and talk in as delicate terms as possible. Should we just talk about our dinner on Friday night?
Dinner on Friday night. Oh yeah. Can I just
Burrito
say,
Gate.
First of all, you explain Burrito Gate, but can I just say if William Hansen does not eat. You bloody know about it.
Oh, for God's sake.
So yesterday,
I like the fact you are casting me as the biggest diva here.
Yesterday, we were walking around Temple Bar, and I was trying to find a bar to watch the Burnley game, but we had to go into a bar...
That had that, food, because I hadn't eaten.
...wasn't showing the Burnley game, because William said and insisted on eating right there and then. So
but
we
darling,
found a bar...
Darling, it was 4 o'clock. I hadn't eaten since breakfast. I don't feel, in the grand scheme of requests... were all stoked on Guinness.
Stoked?
I had had one sip of Guinness, which was frankly enough.
It's true, you don't really get hungry on Guinness. Yeah, so we had to eat there, and I'm like, I want to see the Burnley game anyway.
I don't want to faint.
Tell everyone, so we've, how can I put this politely? We all had a burrito on...
So there, I won't mention the brand, but there's a very popular place in Northern Ireland and Ireland that when I was over filming in Northern Ireland many years ago, everyone kept saying, have you had name of place? Have you had name of place? I love name of place. I couldn't move for hearing or seeing it.
So William insisted on Friday that we ordered from here.
No. I'll tell you what happened. I opened up a very popular food delivery app and it was the first thing. And I went, oh, I know this is good.
Okay.
Because I have heard it mentioned all the time.
And basically... how can I put this politely? So well, all five of us that are here, Stu, William, me, Ben and Ollie,
I spent a lot of Saturday morning in a sedentary position in my bathroom.
We've all got the shits, basically. We've all got the shits from this burrito.
Ben's just pointing at that popular food delivery app now. It's available tonight.
Even the thought of... Because I love a burrito. It's one of my favourite foods. Mexican's probably my favourite food.
I used to quite like it.
But I couldn't think of having a burrito now. Oh, we've nearly been killed by a horse and cart, and we've nearly been killed by a burrito. So, Ireland's been fun.
There's a very high bar for Northern Ireland. Mm. So, yes, that's happened. Then we left you and you disappeared off and you saw your cousin. You're Adele.
That's why I'm so rough today. Yeah, went on an all day. So we started drinking at, what, 12 o'clock? 1 o'clock? 1 o'clock? And then I got home about 9:30. I can't remember walking home.
Really?
Yeah.
I was slightly worried about you. Ben and I had to knock on your door. In fact, I asked Ben, who was on a different floor in the hotel, to me. I think he was in the attic or something. We were in the more executive rooms, obviously. And I said to Ben, I'm going to go knock on Jordan's door. Can you just come with me in case there's a problem? I don't know what problem I envisaged. So we got to your door and... Oh, yeah. thing in the distance. And then you open the door, bleary-eyed, just dressed in your underpants, black. And for those that want a bit of a mental image. Okay. What's the plan? What's the time? And we said, oh, it's 8:30. We're going to be loading up the van and going at 9:15. Oh, right. And when you're going down to breakfast? And we've had breakfast. Oh, right, I might go have breakfast now. What's the time? 8:30 again. Oh, right, okay. Shut door. And then you did get to breakfast, but very late.
Yeah, I was absolutely hanging out of my arse. Yeah.
No, we saw it. And then we got on the train to Belfast and Jordan broke down in tears.
Right. Twice. So basically, if you're listening now, have you ever been so hungover that just one little thing can tip you over the edge? Just one little thing. So we were on the train and we're just leaving Dublin and I was looking out the window. It's a beautiful journey. The scenery is just picturesque. It's absolutely stunning. Beautiful, beautiful journey. And
Jordan's just taken his tumbler and shaken it at Ben in his direction to say, fill this up.
Cheers, pal. You are a good one. Thanks, mate. I looked out the window and there was this little old deer hanging a washing up, right? She was pegging a washing out.
And she was pegging?
She was pegging a washing out. Don't ruin this. And she looked up at the train and she waved and nobody waved back. And I tried to wave, but we'd gone past, so she wouldn't have seen me. And I just burst out in crying in tears. It made me so sad. Old people always get me. It's going to make me cry now thinking about it. And I just, because I'm so hungover. You know when you're hungover and emotional? Mm. It was so beautiful. She was just pegging out a washing. And I just
lucky
cried
washing.
And cried. And then about an hour later, I thought about it again and burst into tears.
Yeah, we put a few clips on our social media.
Oh, so yeah. Also, quickly before we move on to the listeners' questions, we were on this morning, not this morning, but Friday morning.
Yes, Friday morning, we're on this morning. Mm. And
This morning.
Moments before, so just before our interview, just before the commercial break, we were on after the commercial break, we were sort of sitting in the on-air green room, and they were just going to do a cutaway shot of us whilst Dermot and Alison said, coming up on the show, it's William and Jordan. And we're sitting there waiting for the camera has been positioned. It is facing us. The red light on the top of the camera is about to go on. And Jordan gets out his phone to show me a photograph that one of your brothers, we won't say which, had sent you.
Yeah.
Of the largest, most pendulous phallic object I have ever seen in my life. And trust me, I've had some experience. And Jordan shows me this, quickly puts the phone down as the red light goes on top of the camera, and I'm having to sort of smile and act sort of, daytime nonchalant, having just seen the biggest dildo.
Our Dominic texted me just before we went live and went, need to stop going through Auntie Mags' drawer for a lighter. And he was joking, and he sent a picture of him with the biggest dildo you've ever seen. Anyway, it turns out it wasn't my Auntie Maggie's. He'd found it on the streets in Manchester. Dom's girlfriend, Annie, by the way, massive Jean Diva.
Oh, hello. Hello, Annie.
She loves the podcast. Hi, Annie. So he sent me a picture of it just before we went on air.
And it's not what you need to see before
it's
you go
huge.
To talk.
I've never seen anything like it, which says a lot about me and my family. But yeah.
That's the level that we work on. Anyway, so then we moved sofas, went and chatted to Alison and Dermot, which was a lovely interview. It was lovely to see them both, of course. And what was so, like, I mean, there was a bit of a surprise with the butlers and the buff. But the biggest surprise for me was unbeknownst to me, Mikey had recorded a message for ITV, beautifully shot. The study looked nice. And that was very nice. I was borderline crying. And we can play it now.
Hello, my little flower pot. Just leaving you a little the message this morning, on this morning. Hiya, Mum. I'm on this morning. Hiya, Phil and Holly. Oh, it's not them. Oh, right. Who is it? Oh, Alison and Dermot, of course. Right, message. William. I'm on this morning. I just wanted to leave a little message to say, have fun on the stag do with Jordan, and I'll see you soon, my little flower pot. Have fun, and don't get too drunk, and don't do what I won't do. Ooh.
And it was deeply moving. So, yeah, that was very strange.
Can I just say, I was a bit annoyed about it, because I didn't know that Mikey was going to leave a message, and it's completely ruined the illusion, because so many G&D Divas have messaged me over the weekend and since Friday, going, oh, my God, is Mikey actually not a builder from Wakefield? Yes, he is. Just go with that. Yes, he is.
Right, shall we go to William's wacky word of the week?
Why are you not doing it? Go on.
William's wacky word of the week. Cue the jingle.
Come on, G&D, it's time to learn a new word with William and Jordan. It's William's wacky word of the week.
And my my word of the week this week is obulus.
Obulus.
Obulus. And I'll tell you the definition after the break.
Hello, Dave Berry here. I want to tell you all about my brand new podcast, Doctor Next Door, that I've made with one of the country's leading heart surgeons and my real-life neighbour, Dr. Neil Srinivasan. We'll be discussing medical myths, some of the burning questions that keep me up at night, and give you the chance to put your questions to the doctor. Join me every week for Dave Berry's Doctor Next Door on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Gene Divas, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. We are recording this episode backstage in Belfast. We are on tour. We're currently at
the... You still haven't learnt it. We're at the Belfast Empire Theatre.
The Belfast...
No, the Belfast Empire Music Hall.
The Belfast Empire Music Hall. And if you can hear a lot of noise in the background, it's just because we're about to go on stage in the next couple of hours. So your wacky word of the week, what is it? Obulus.
Obulus. Any guesses as to what it means?
Is it... I know it's not this, but is it like, is it the correct term for when your penis is midway between flaccid and hard?
No, but thank you for thinking it might be.
Instead of, is that what it means?
It's Think obulous. About school.
Oh, God.
What was your least favourite subject at school?
Maths.
Okay, good. So yeah. It's along that line.
Oh, is it a math?
It's the name, it's the official name for a certain symbol.
Triangle.
No, that's a triangle isn't a symbol, it's a
circle.
Shape. No, it's a symbol.
Plus.
No.
Minus.
No.
Equals.
No.
Divide.
Yes! We got there. It's the official name for the division symbol. Wow. To inform, entertain, and inform and whatever the other Reithian value was.
Let's go to the listeners' questions. So we thought, with this being a special episode backstage, we'll read out some questions that we got whilst we were in Dublin. So this is just a small minority. If you do come and see the show, like I say, we try and put on a good show. The first part's all, well, it's just fun and games, isn't it? And the second part, we do a bit more fun and games, but then we ask the guys in the audience to write some questions.
Yes.
And we read them out on stage.
Yes, and if you're coming to a future show, by the way, you'll get a little question card with our logo on. Write your question whilst you're, you know, getting your drinks, waiting for the show to start, waiting for Jordan to do his makeup, and then you can put them on the front of the stage and we'll answer them. So that's what you do. Okay, here we go. Ready for the first one, Jordan?
Yeah, ready.
Big gay wedding next weekend. Black tie, full works. Dilemma. Can you leave to watch the Eurovision? That's from JB and H that we had in Dublin. Well, I'm surprised if it's a gay wedding. Surely everyone will want to be going to leave to watch Eurovision.
It's called, isn't it referred to as gay Christmas? The
some people get very excited about it.
I think that they didn't know that it was going to be on the same weekend, obviously. It's like people when they book weddings during a really big football match. So
Oh, God, have I done that?
Oh, I bloody hope not, because we don't. If we go down...
You know what happens?
If we go down and we've got, like, Blackburn and stuff, I won't want to miss that. William? Come back. Are you okay?
Do you want to revise your answer?
I'll come tonight. Oh, you're not having a night, do you? We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. We might be like, we might still stay.
Don't need to ask Ben. You can do the reading if Jordan fails.
Okay. My advice to that is they won't mind if you check the results. I don't know.
No, look, yeah, you can check the results on your phone. Eurovision's great, but it's not the be all and end all of life. Mm. I say that as a proud homosexual. But apparently we do have a chance.
He's very good.
Yeah. Sam Fender? What's his name?
No, not Sam Fender. Sam Ryder.
Sam Ryder.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's really good. But I'd say, yeah, just watch on there. You can
watch it
when
back.
You get back, but it's not the same. You've got to watch it live, haven't you?
Well, yes, but I would also say there will be Eurovision next year. Your friend's wedding, probably not.
Next question that we received. Read out the bits that we write at the bottom as well.
Okay. This one says, I was going to ask an etiquette question, but I can't think of one. Great. But they've put, thank you for keeping me entertained during multiple lockdowns, so I didn't have to talk to my girlfriend.
Oh.
Well, that's nice. This one is from Lisa. Help, a close friend of 4 years confessed her feelings for me last night while we were out. I am completely flummoxed, as I always considered her to be way out of my league and therefore not a romantic possibility. What do I do? Well, sometimes the best advice is that, you know, sometimes the best relationships come from friendships. I think you need to take some time to mm-hmm. think about that. You know, not too long. But before anything sort of touchy-feely happens, I would maybe talk about it with her.
Go for it, I'd say.
Go for it in a conversational way.
Definitely
before
go for
you,
it.
You take it to a sexual level.
Yeah, well, God, you're so smutty. Why do you have to bring that into it? God, you really are crass these days.
It says you're talking about the colour of your stools.
What's the...
Oh, not bar stools. Like, yeah.
There's a couple of them round here, I'll tell you that.
I mean, that's my joke!
that's William's joke from the door. And he was so looking forward to doing it on Friday. Went down like a lead balloon. No one laughed. Don't worry, I had a couple of bad jokes on.
A couple.
Yeah.
Next dilemma. This is from Anonymous.
God, itchy foot. What does that mean?
Itchy feet.
Itchy foot.
Do you want to dance?
God, it's gone right itchy. Oh, Christ. That's.
Be careful of the
bonnet. I've got new socks on.
Are they new?
Does that mean I'm going to come into money? That's your palms, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, what's going to happen?
I think the feet, you're going to lose money.
Oh, no, is it?
Yeah.
No, because one. If.
Oh, just don't take your sock off.
Oh, God, that's really itchy. What's happening? Oh, my God. It's like. It's peeling. Oh, I think there's something in these new socks. It's just, oh my, it's proper itching. It's just come on all of a sudden.
Have you got athlete's foot?
Oh,
don't sniff your feet.
Right, okay, carry it on to the next one. Anyway, Lisa, good luck. Go for it.
Okay. Help, my new fella is Z-list famous. He loves the attention when we go out, but it's cringe. People only know him for his tagline, not his name. How do I break it to him that people are laughing at him and not with him?
That's from Mikey in Wakefield.
What's my tagline, then?
Imagine.
Your tagline?
Yeah.
Is,
yeah, make sure the joke
no
works.
No clinking. That's what people know you for, no clinking.
Okay.
I want to know what he's famous for.
Yeah, well, it's too late now. We should have asked that on the question.
Yeah.
Maybe get back in touch. Maybe that's a perfect one
can
for
get
a,
back
a bonus.
In touch. I mean, it sounds like he's going to be heartbroken, but look, breaking up with someone's never easy. Just got to pull the plaster
off. But I don't... Wow. I don't think they're asking to break up.
They are.
I think they're just asking them to stop saying the tagline.
How do I break... Oh, break it to him. Oh, how do I break it to him? Oh, well, break up. So I think you just... Sorry, I'm very, very, very hungover today. I think you just... break it to him and just say, look, I really like you, but I just find it a bit embarrassing sometimes when we go out. But then he can't help it. He can't help it. How would you break it to him?
In a tender moment, maybe at home. Not. Don't do it in public. Mm. Don't do it when he's just done it.
In front of people.
No.
And don't call him a Z-lister. I don't know if he'll appreciate
that. No, I think maybe rephrase that bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not a Z-lister. You're at least you.
Thank you. Well, do you know... So very few people will get what you have just said there, but yes, I am very you.
Put your sock on the wrong way. You
look.
Excuse me. You don't talk on this podcast. We're going to keep that in, Gene Devers, just so you can hear how he speaks to us, and you think he's all sweetness and nice. Did you hear that?
Did you hear it, Jordan? It's in a room the size of a shoebox.
Have you heard what he just said to me? There you go. For once, Gene Devers, we'll let him speak, and that is how he speaks to us.
Okay, another anonymous one. How do you talk about the podcast in the workplace without your boss getting any ideas?
Mm. Oh, just call it help.
Help. Sexted.
Or sexted. When we do certain shows and we promote it, we just call it help, don't we?
Yeah, which doesn't sound as exciting, if I'm honest.
We actually, being totally transparent with you, Gene Devers, we lost a lot of money because we were going to get sponsored by Disney, but they didn't like the fact that we were called Help I Sexted My Boss. So
quite a few brands.
Quite a few brands. But it is what it is.
Get into teaching didn't seem to mind.
Oh, God, no, those adverts, yeah.
WhatsApp did, but never mind.
Did WhatsApp not like it?
Yeah.
We did. No one tells me bloody anything these days. What's that we're going to do an advert?
We did the advert. They were promoting end-to-end encryption. You can imagine the jokes wrote themselves. In fact, they did.
Oh, yeah, we did read it, didn't we? But they didn't want to be associated. No. Oh, because it's sexting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it makes sense.
Which, sexting is fine if it's consensual.
Yeah.
Anyway, final question. Started a new job. Took the lift to the fourth floor. Doors open on the second floor. Who walks into the lift? Only the boy, brackets not man, who ghosted me after 1 month of texting. What should I do?
Oh, I remember. We read that out on Friday, didn't we?
Yes, we did. I can't remember the
advice because I was so pissed.
I said just confront him and just say hello with a lovely smile.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Don't be like, oh, it's you. Oh, here he is, Mr. Ghoster. Who do you think you are? Well, let me tell you, I've had a promotion. I'm earning loads of money and I'm going out with your fella who's fit as. So piss off, Mr. Ghoster.
I love the fact that your hand had to touch your neck in quite a camp way.
I can't watch my impressions back, you know, now that we film it. Because it makes me cringe because I get very animated, don't I? I get really
Can I just say, you're on very good form this episode. I feel like this is the Jordan North show featuring William Hanson today.
Oh.
No. And I don't mind because I'm generous. But I just feel that you're very, very good.
Oh, I don't know how to take that.
When you go on stage, it's my show. But, yeah. You know.
Has it been like that episode where how did you get a word in?
No. Oh. I don't feel shortchanged. I just feel that you're very good. I feel that the gin and debonair has gone the better of the two
ways.
Yeah,
I said, didn't I, at the start of the episode, I said it's going to go one or two ways. It's going to sort me out or it's going to send me west. I've not gone west.
No, we've gone north.
But yeah, that's good advice. Just smile. Be the bigger person. Smile.
Say hello.
Say hello.
Don't make an issue out of it.
And then, yeah, just there. That's really good advice. I just want to bring your attention to this review that I've seen.
A review?
Yeah, we've had a review on... you can leave us a review on iTunes. Okay. By the way, if you listen to the podcast on iTunes, go and leave us a review on there, because we do actually read them, but this one's
Or you can rate us on Spotify.
Yeah, this says, absolutely love this show. Proper laugh out loud moments. However, they've only given us 4 out of 5 stars. They say, however, the sound isn't great. The podcast has me riding the volume knob more than William riding Mikey.
It's so sad what makes you laugh, isn't it?
The podcast has me riding the volume knob more than William riding Mikey.
Well, we'll pass that along.
We'll pass your comments on. Anyway, that's the end of the episode. We'll be back on Friday. You'll hear what happened when we went to the Irish Disneyland that is Guinness.
The Magic Kingdom, it was not.
Do come and see us on tour. Honestly, it's a good laugh, isn't it?
And it's lovely being... And, you know, on this tour compared to last year, we are actually able to go a little bit closer to the G&D, thank God. It's not quite so COVID conscious.
And do you know what? We don't say this enough, seriously, and I want to end on this today. We have the best listeners. They are so lovely. You are so lovely. You are so loyal. And you are so funny. And we don't thank you enough, genuinely, for listening every week, for coming to see us, and just being the best podcast listeners. Like, I know this sounds corny, but I love you all. We love you all so much. My cousin came on Friday, and she's only really listened to a few...
You're Adele.
Our Adele. She's only listened to a few episodes, I think. And she was saying how lovely and amazing everyone was.
Yes.
So thank
we are,
you.
We are very, very fortunate.
And if you've come and paid to see us, we really do appreciate it. And we promise we'll put on a good show. We'll try everything. So thank you.
No, thank you. We do love you all and we very much appreciate it. And I'm sad because once this Belfast date is over, we've got about 5 weeks until we're back on the road. But we're excited to get back on the road in England and Scotland. Thank you, everyone. sectedmyboss.com/live or without the slash live if you need anything else. But slash live for tickets. We'll see you on Friday. Squishy squeeze.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.